Get ready to immerse yourself in a world of vision, inspiration, belonging, and empowerment. Brought to you by Naturals To Go, the Vibecast is your gateway to realizing your entrepreneurial dreams. In each episode, we're here to ignite your entrepreneurial spirit, offering you the tools and insights you need to turn your dreams into reality. We're all about fostering a powerful vision, sparking inspiration, nurturing a sense of belonging, and providing the empowerment you need to thrive. So sit back, relax, and get ready to dive into the vibe. It's time to take your entrepreneurial journey to the next level. Thank you for joining us, and let's start living the vibe.
Hey folks, welcome to Vibecast. This is Linda Ballesteros, and I am your host today. Thanks so much for joining me. I am always happy to know that people have carved time out of their busy day to spend with me. And trust me, this is going to be a great show today. I recently read an article. It was actually on the Society of Human Resources Management website. And they have groups all across the United States. This is where HR has a great platform that helps to train other HR directors and generalists. This article name was Workers Quit to Start New Businesses. Since the pandemic, the percentage of employees who are leaving their corporate career to start their own business is up to 33%. That's crazy to think that one third of all the employees that are leaving their job, their corporate job, no matter how long they've been there, 33%, one third of them are starting their own business. So today we have the pleasure of having Megan and Chris Camp with us. They were the very first operator of the month with Naturals To Go Healthy Vending. We are so excited to spotlight them because they have a great story, and I want you to be able to capture this. So if you don't have a pen and paper in hand, I suggest you put me on pause, go get your pen and paper, because there are going to be some great nuggets come out of this interview. So please help me in welcoming Megan and Chris. Guys, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy day. I know that you said before we got started that you have a full shopping day ahead of you, and you can see some of your shelving is empty, and I'm sure that's for a reason here. So again, thanks so much for being here. Congratulations on being operators of the month. What an honor for y'all. And I want to know a little bit about both of you. So maybe y'all can tell me a little bit about your background. Were you in corporate? What industry were you in before you decided to start looking for your own business?
Yeah, I'll start. So I have been in banking for 17 years this fall and started as a teller, worked my way up. I've been a commercial lender for, gosh, I think 12 years now. And I wear many other hats in banking, as most people sometimes do. So I've always been on the side where I've got to help people start a business or grow their business by helping them get a loan. So it's really fun to be on the other side of it now where we are growing our own business. So,
and Chris, how about you?
Yeah, I started off in banking when I was in college, and then I worked for TD Ameritrade for 10 years. I had my brokerage license for 15 years. I worked for Bank of the West investments side. After that, I did a bunch of things. I've owned two businesses in the past. I've owned a bar and grill 2009 for about 2 years. And then I have a background in accounting when I was in college. So I decided to go into that. So I went to work for a warehouse that they need. It was one of my best friends, his uncle or his cousin, no, his cousin owns it. And so anyway, I started doing accounting work for them. But basically, they're a warehouse for these kind of items right here. I did that for 3 years, and they filled gas stations and things like that. So my buddy and I, we did the HR and accounting for it for 3 years. And unfortunately, they got bought out by another company. So I went back to banking, and then COVID hit, and then I went back to accounting. I've been doing that for over 2 years for a local company, and it's been really good. Actually, I did own a pretty large daycare for a couple of years also back in then. So one of the guys I work with, he's out of Minnesota. We were golfing December 22. And I always told Megan, I want to own my own business. I had two criteria. I did not want brick and mortar. I did not want employees because they're heavy expenses. So we were out golfing, my friend Dan and I. And he tells me about how his dad back in the 80s, and 90s, used to own a vending business. I'm like, oh, how'd that go? And he's like, really well. He retired and he did it for a long time. I'm like, cool. Okay. And then so I told Megan about it. And I was just kind of like, light it up. So I talked about it for like, I don't know, 9 months. And then she introduced us to Carista.
Yep. So he kept saying, well, someday I want to do this. And I'm not a someday person. And you tell me you want to do something, I'm going to plan it and execute it. And it's happening. So we reached out to a local broker, Carista, with Thoughtful Franchises. And we did our personality test and kind of went through things. And initially, we were actually looking at buying two franchises. And I started reading the franchise agreements and got halfway through the first franchise agreement. And there was just some things that I didn't know that set super well with me. So moved on to reading everything about Naturals to Go. He was actually on a work trip. He wanted to buy four. And after reading everything and watching all the videos, I said, nope, we're buying 10. Like, I was 100% in. As soon as I got through all the paperwork.
Yeah, so. Yeah, all right, okay, we're buying 10. So,
yeah.
The big guy stepped in, Gary Hawk, and he was great. And then, you know, he did our financing. We went to our training.
In August.
End of August, we met Heath and the crew. And, man, I was pretty blown away. I didn't know what to expect. Honestly, I'll be honest, when I went there, I kind of felt like it was going to be some sort of, like, pyramid thingy. Like, I didn't know what to think. And I'm like, oh, boy. And I get kind of skeptical. And honestly, we met everybody. And then that dinner that night, like, I got to meet all the crew. And I'm like, these people are really cool. Like, and they're not pushy. And I remember one conversation I had with Gary. And I said, you guys don't have franchise fees. And he's like, no. And I said, hey, make more money. He's like, we'll buy more machines. And I said, no, that's, yeah, it makes sense. So, you know, we did it. And then we left training. And I honestly, we got back. And I'm like, I could actually work for that company. Like, so... So we knew eventually I'd go part-time, Megan would stay full-time. So then Janitha came, our locator came in November.
Yeah, we had a trip, so it delayed it a little bit.
And so we met with her, and man, to be honest, Megan and I had a specific area targeted that we thought could really do well. We just didn't know how to get in the door. And it's a small town about 20 minutes west of us. And it's very blue collar. And we were right. We told Janitha, like, go here and just, you know, put our name out there. Like, day two or three, Megan went with her.
Yep, I rode along with her and kind of saw their style. Obviously, being in my business, I've cold called. No one likes to do it, but it's necessary. And she wasn't doing anything crazy. She would go in with her flyer and just say, now what can I talk to about upgrading your vending and snack needs? Like, it was so simple. I don't know what I thought it would be, but it was so simple. And we had two yeses the day we went out and cold called.
Yeah, she's texting me and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that was cool. And then by the time she left, I think we had like six of our machines ready to go. And I'm like, wow. We only had 10. I'll be honest. We bought 10. Natural to Go, another cool thing they really did is we actually won a six, which was awesome, and it fit perfect. So the first location we had was the car dealership, and they had enough room for our 10 and our 6. And they definitely needed both. And that GM at that car dealership, after 1 month, put a Facebook blast of our business, and we got three more businesses just from that. And
one of them was, my goodness. So did you ask the GM to...
They did that on their own.
And I hopped on and saw that we were talking.
And then people started calling us. And then a bee factory that was in this, like, probably 2 miles from there, that's huge, 200 employees. They do overnight. And they reached out to us after they told us no. And they said, we want to have a meeting with you guys. And we're like, cool. So we had a meeting with them. We met the head of HR, the president. Now they're like, only an hour. They toured the place. And they're like, we're talking to three other places, but we'll let you know. And I'm thinking, we're too new. We ain't gonna get in. But you know, we told them what we could bring to the table, that we're in Fremont all the time, that I was gonna go part time, and I swear our technology swayed them. Like, I showed them the app of Moma. I said, look, I can see everything that's gonna be low, so I'll know exactly when we need product right away, and I'll be out here because I'm already in Fremont. Okay, we came back. They were like, we met with them again. They're like, yep, we're in. I'm like, holy smokes. But they wanted a coffee and we knew nothing about coffee. And so she's the brains. She got in touch with them and we bought the Opera Touch.
Yeah.
Had them put in our coin reader. Or the-
yeah. So we went with the Opera Touch, just given the number of employees and how they break, because they get, you know, there's, you know, 200 people going through 15 minutes. They have their break time. So we needed something that could keep up with that.
And the Opera Touch is something that Naturals to Go offers as well as the vending machines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they offer coffee. And after working with Gretchen with Naturals to Go, she steered us in which one she thought would be the right one for our situation. And then we kind of had a unique situation where some companies, they cover the coffee, so you just invoice them. Well, our company, each employee purchases the coffee. So we had to add a bill reader, a coin acceptor, and a NYIACS, a credit card reader. So we have all three on that machine. And so that took some getting used to, and talked to IT support there for a little bit. And everybody was great and got everything up and running for us when I ran into some struggles. But yeah, I didn't, when we first went to training, you know, we didn't know the coffee was an option. And then that was something that was discussed. And we thought, okay, maybe down the road we will look at it. But it's what we needed to get in the door at this beef factory. So we made that step a little sooner than I think we probably initially would have. So.
Yeah. I'm not a coffee drinker, but I've heard it's really good.
It's
huge improvement from what they had.
Yep.
Yeah.
With it grinding the beans, they were all very excited.
Yeah.
When we set it up, everybody wanted to peek inside when they could, just to see what it looked like.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. So we talked about a little bit about how you got into the business, and, you know, you touched a little bit on why you want to be entrepreneurs and why you want to own your own business. So what do you see? How do you see your life changing? And Megan, someday maybe you can tell the bank, I think I'm going to be out of here. We all three have something in common. We're all three in banking. But what is it about Naturals to Go that you see is going to be the answer for that for you?
I think the big thing with Naturals to Go is the technology is huge.
Yeah.
Having the support of being able to call if you have a question, having the coach that walks you through everything. And
by the way, we want to give Matt a huge props, because that guy, without him, we wouldn't be succeeding like we're doing. So Matt has been like 15 minutes, within 15 minutes if you text him, no matter what time it is, the guy responds.
He's your account manager and an account manager. Yeah.
He's awesome. Like the guy, I can't say enough about the guy. He's just been, it's great. So anyway, I didn't mean to catch on.
Yeah. So that's been the great part. And then once going through the training and getting added to the owner's Facebook page has been huge. We learn things. People are such out of box thinkers that we wouldn't even have thought of. Like one thing we just did last night was in the candy bar row, it gets narrower and it's really controlled.
30.
Yeah, to figure out what goes in there. So we actually, after seeing something on the Facebook post, we switched out our foils to a 5 foil. So now we can put donuts in there, tuna boxes. It really opened up a door to put more product in there, because we were really struggling with what to fit in those little holes. And now we don't have to. We can just switch out the foil, which we would not have thought of. And I don't remember who posted that, but just the knowledge from all the other owners is huge. And you don't get that with some franchises when you, I mean, obviously I've worked with franchises in the past with my day job, and you don't have that kind of connection always when you're with certain franchises.
Yeah. I've connected to probably a handful, at least, of people on there. And I mean, they call, they text, they message, like they've always been very responsive. And it's the cool thing is like, we're not in competition with each other. You know, I mean, how am I going to affect anybody that's in Texas or Missouri, you know? Mm-hmm. Heck, there's even people in Omaha. I'm friends with Nick Hebrew, and he's great. Like we'll help each other out. And like, he's in the other part of Omaha, but we've given him some locations that were too far out of our area. You know, that's the cool part, is like, it's not a competition. It's here to help people. There's so many places to go get, like, I think he said it well. It was like a gnat on a tick on a dog. Like that's how little of the area that there is. So for instance, I think we talked to you about it. We were up at the neighbor's a few months ago. We just started a business. And my one neighbor worked part-time at American Airlines. And he was like, our vending's terrible. I'm like, here's our card. Here's our flyer. This is probably early January. gets to his boss, and you know, it took a couple months. All of a sudden, he called, and he's like, "Yeah, we're interested." And I'm like, "Okay." So Megan and I went up there about a month ago to the airport, which isn't super close, but man, it's got potential. And we just we actually moved a machine from a place that wasn't doing as well. We just put an American Airlines break room. They have 100 employees, 24/7, and the place is so busy. We've already been there
last night
twice in 3 days, and I'll be back again today. So they have, like, it's super busy, and all of the guys were there. They're like, "We're not telling Delta because we don't want to see it." And I said, "No, please tell Delta. I will put more product in there. I'll make sure it's full, or maybe Delta needs their own machine." So, you know, it's just crazy how, like, organically, you know, just telling people.
Just having a conversation with your neighbor opened up an opportunity at the airport. Do you all know what a primo location airports are?
It's not like, you know, Austin or something, but it's pretty big, you know, and we're actually looking at the airport itself too. But that would be a process. But yeah, we got real fortunate there. And it's just things like that that we've really tried to work on. And there's still like a handful of other places that we have on the back burner that we're slowly, you know, not pushing, but, you know, trying to get in the door there too. So it's been really good. It's been
But back to the whole franchising question. So we have a 13-year-old. We wanted to do something as a family. She actually designed our logo. She's an artist, so she drew her logo up, and then we worked with a company to kind of, you know, just give it a little extra touches. So she came up with our initial logo and everything, and she goes out and builds machines when there's not school. Her friends think it's awesome to have all these snacks.
Yeah, they read the Spider-Man.
They read the past Selvin, but just being able to do something as a family, teaching her, you know, how business works, how you know, how you earn a dollar, and being able to potentially have something to pass on to her with, you know, she meant to say when she gets older and going into business with us, or, you know, joining on the team. So
yeah, and it does make it more of a combined goal, so to speak. And I've heard of families that have said, "Okay, our goal is to go to Disney World for a whole week. So let's work really hard in the vending business, because that's what this is gonna, it's gonna fund that." So having your kids involved in it, it's more, it brings the family together, but it also teaches them really good work ethics, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Nobody's going to work harder than if you work for yourself, right? I mean, you can work for a company, but some people work hard, some people don't. But if you want your company to succeed, that's what you got to do. And that's been a big selling point too for companies, is when we go in there, they're like, "Hey, you know, this is a big chain. It's just some guy working for him running a route. We own these machines. We don't lease them. We don't rent them. We own them. And we keep them nice and clean." And it honestly stresses me out when I know there's big sellers that are out. Like, it stresses me out. Like, I'll think about it at night. I'm like, "I got to be here and put this, this, and this. And I got to move this." Because when it's empty, I'm thinking, how much money do we just lose out on? So yeah, there's definitely something to be said. And as far as going into business, I've owned two businesses, but I thought this was a good business avenue. I just went part-time in early March, and my company was so awesome about letting me do that, because they could have said, "Sorry, this isn't going to work out." And, you know, I really like the company I work for, so I really wanted to stay there. So, so that's worked out, and my schedule's been flexible, so I've been able to do both. And then Megan, when she's off, she comes helps fill, or like I said, today we're going to go to Sam's, and after this, I got to go fill a location, so.
Yep. But yeah, just talking to everybody, you know, because if we went and been up the neighbors talking, and then obviously my day job, I do a lot of networking, which is nice, because now I have customers, because they were like, "Hey, you haven't been in a couple of days, because I've been taking days off to, you know, film, you know, get machines installed." And I saw it, said, "Oh, well, we actually started a business," and now I have customers coming in and saying, "Oh, you know, did you get your machine in this place?" And so just telling everybody, you know, because you never know what that could lead to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it is all about building the relationship with that location. You know, just like you were describing, Chris, when you went in and the American Airlines folks were saying, "Oh, we don't want to tell Delta," but it builds that rapport with your location, and keeping the machines clean, filled, and operating. It's just as simple as that, right?
Yep. It really is. And we've Canteen is obviously a big one, and we've now replaced them at 3 locations. And that was the biggest thing, was they didn't look clean, and they weren't putting what they wanted. They would just put whatever was on the truck. So that's been a big selling point for us.
I honestly, every place I have the person that says, "Hey, you ever thought about this?" I'm like, "Nope," but I'll mentally note it and I put it in there. And 9 out of 10 times it sells. Like, for instance, we have this monster punch. Never even heard of it, but there was 3 guys at the first location that wanted it. Couldn't even find it. We have to buy it on Amazon. And we told them, like, it's a little more expensive. We're going to have to raise the price a quarter from the Rally Monster. We don't care. We have 2 of those cases shipped to us every other week for just that location, and they drink it.
Wow.
But they're super excited because, I guarantee you those big chains would not have done that. And I was hesitant about doing it. I'm like, let's just buy one. If not, I'll just give it to people if they don't drink it. But they do, and we've learned a lot of different product ideas like I would have never thought of. But listen to those customers, because they're the ones finding it. Even if it's one person, you have one row. Well, let's say they buy one every day for a week. Well, your row's empty. So
certainly, absolutely. Megan, you mentioned Canteen, and that was a big coup for you guys to get Canteen locations, because Canteen is the largest vending operator out there. But even at that, we talked about it being a small percentage of the actual market. They only have 2% of the market share.
Wow.
So even the largest vending company out there only has 2% of the market share. And that was amazing for you guys to come in and have that coup, being able to take over Canteen locations. So that is a feather in your cap for sure.
And to tell other people, don't be intimidated. Even last night we're at the airport, they're like, "Well, they have vending." I'm like, "Don't let that stop you." I'm like, "Okay, cool.
Do they fill in a lot?
Do you like them?" Just because they have it doesn't mean it's good. What it tells me is if they have it, they're big enough to have vending. But I would say 8 out of 10 times, it's not good vending. We've had a couple places that have been very happy with the vending. Cool, that's great. But a lot of them are like, meh. Like, okay.
Yeah, and one thing we found is sometimes you got to be persistent, because we all have things we have to accomplish every day. And if someone came into my job and wanted to talk about vending, that would be on the bottom of my list, because I have 100 things that have more importance. So just being persistent and following up if they show that they have interest. And sometimes they just don't have time at that point. So
Basically, all they got to do is just contact the place to get it out of there. And then on us, we take care of it. And also, obviously we get it delivered, we set it up, we fill it, like, just get us a spot, get it cleaned. And then it's out of their hair.
And that's another thing, is Naples to Go, with how they deliver things, it is so handy. Our last couple deliveries, the guys are familiar with the machines. They are great at getting them placed and navigating your space. We had to go over a sanitation moat at the Beast plant to get 5 machines in. And everybody has been so great. Everybody that Naturals to Go has chosen to do business with, there's clearly a purpose, because they have excellent service.
Yeah. Very good to hear. Well, we are coming down to the end of the interview here. Is there anything that you would like to share that we haven't covered? Is there anything that we haven't talked about? Maybe how much do you want to grow this business now that you have seen that it's easily run?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, we have goals. I mean, we'd probably like to get to 20 by the end of the year, but if it's not exactly 20, it's okay. Cause now we're at the point where we can be a little bit more picky on the location. So yeah, I'd like to get to 20 by the end of the year, but it has to be the right location. So, we'll see. I mean, honestly, 12 is real. We're really busy. I mean, it's really busy, but that's a good problem because they're in good locations. So
yeah, we fill most of our machines at least twice a week, and then our beef factory every other day. Yeah. So we have very successful locations that keep us busy. But yeah, going into it, our goal was to be at 20 by the end of 24. My goal is to be at 30 by the end of 25, and see what our lives look like with balancing and to go from there.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the key is getting the right spot. You just never know. Like I said a month ago, I would have never thought we'd be in American Airlines. There we are at the break moon. And so just keep spreading the word and, just see where it takes you.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, congratulations again on being the operators of the month. It's clearly well deserved. You guys have taken this on as your own business, and you're really building it that way. So you're seeing a lot of great success, and I am sure without a shadow of a doubt, you'll continue to see that. So thanks so much for taking time out to share with others, and I wish you much continued success. So I appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So folks, you know that I always leave you with a quote. And this one that I'm leaving with you with today is a Napoleon Hill quote. It goes like this: do not wait. The time will never be just right. Start where you stand and work with whatever tools you have at your command. And better tools will be found as you go along. Great information, great advice from Napoleon Hill. Thanks again for being with us today on Vibecast. And until we see you next time, live the vibe.
That's a wrap for this episode of the Vibecast. We hope you've been inspired and empowered on your entrepreneurial journey. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow us on all your favorite platforms to stay connected with the Vibe community. Until next time, keep nurturing that strong vision, fueling your inspiration, and embracing a sense of belonging and empowerment. Your dreams are within reach, so keep living the vibe.